might be shocked if I told you when I was a sergeant in the military, I had somebody do 150 push-ups because they were not following orders. And I was getting hollered at too by my superiors over this gentleman. It sounds harsh, but he wasn't listening. But if we take ourselves to what was taking place in Acts 15, there's a humility taking place here. Nobody's getting screamed at, nobody's getting hollered at, and no one's being forced to do 150 push-ups. That was quite interesting, by the way. And we see today in Acts, the final part, but I challenge you, you should read Acts 15, because what will you hear? You'll hear some arguments given by James, where he doesn't want the Gentiles, he does want the Gentiles to know the Mosaic laws, and to know that we would have had to know all 614 laws, and to know the practices of the Jewish faith before we could become Catholic. And that's what they were fighting. And Peter stands up, James probably thinking, oh, I got this, because Peter's going to speak. And Peter says quite the opposite, that we don't have to know those laws, that we are saved through Christ Jesus. And then James, and we heard his letter, starts speaking out, saying, this is what needs to happen, following the Holy Spirit. Each of those apostles humbled themselves before Christ Jesus, and even humbled themselves to Peter. And we start seeing this line of apostolic succession, that Peter, who was given the keys of heaven and earth, who binds on earth and loose on earth, is the one that they are following and trusting in. And when we humble ourselves before our Lord, we start seeing something else taking place. His words start coming into our hearts, into our lives, and we allow Christ to become part of who we are. Because in Revelations, as we heard in the second reading, we heard that our Lord, or there is a vision of a new Jerusalem. And it could take you back to the Garden of Eden, where there was only one entrance to be guarded, to be guarded, the garden. Now there's 12 entrances. And our Lord is trying to tell us that all are welcome, that he wants us to be part of his heavenly Jerusalem, with all these gates being open, with the angels being the guard, to make sure that our hearts are purified for our Lord. Our Lord wants us to be part of something greater, but that is done, as we heard in the first reading, through humility. And that's what our Lord is reminding us today in the gospel, that we need to be humble, that we need to allow ourselves to be some part of something greater, part of our Lord's life. Because at times we can get caught up in the worldly, the things that we think are most important truly aren't. Our Lord wants us to place Him first. Maybe that's through an act of kindness to someone that we know that needs help. Maybe we have a hard time forgiving somebody. Quite possibly, maybe it's the constant fighting with someone that we know. Our Lord wants us to let that go, and let it go for Him, and humble ourselves so we can bring others closer to the faith, just as the disciples showed us today, or perhaps showed us today, how they humbled themselves so the Gentiles, us, can be part of the whole, part of something is not disdain of a capital punishment that can be enacted upon us. It's quite the opposite. Our Lord died on the cross, humbled himself to the earthly authorities, so we can have that chance to be with him forever in heaven. And when we allow ourselves to be humble before our Lord, he will show us something greater. He will show us his love, his heart, his mercy, his very body and blood that can only be found on this altar. So as we go about this week, let us take that chance to show another love, to show another person the love of Christ Jesus, and humble ourselves.